Okay, members, we're live again, and so Don, I just wanted to make sure in my own, I'm trying to keep track here as we go, but of all the appropriations, the work that we did this morning, seems like all those things were contingent appropriations. Most of them. Was there an exception or two?
Mr. Chairman, there were a couple of exceptions, and in fact, we have, if you'd like, we can hand out. Again, this is draft. It's a work in progress.
Oh, yeah. No, so we started on Agency 49, so we did the crisis beds. And that could really probably come out. So the only one that we have in expenditure category one, the immediate needs of the crisis beds, that could really probably move to contingent July 1st. I don't know, about 66 also, that last one. So the last two are the only two. Is that the way I'm reading it? The rest of them, we've moved all that contingent to July 1. Okay? All right, thank you. And we can deal with that. We'll have to deal with that on round robin. We've closed those up. So just kind of everybody make notes, and that'll be another part of the whole issue. We apologize, people are feeding our faces in front of you, but that's the nature. We like the debate in the House. Wow. That was... General file can get out of control sometimes with unlimited debate. So, but that's what we're here for. So, okay, members, we left off on Agency 67, and we are down to let me just make sure I got this right. I have it right here. We're on the state aircraft.
That's right.
We're on priority 11. And,
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead, Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Chairman, just for disclosure, I will declare conflict on this priority.
Hey, duly noted. That doesn't preclude you from debate or
no.
Giving us information.
Correct.
Certainly on the vote, I understand. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion to take the governor's rect to zero on the new research aircraft from 250 to zero.
Okay, is there a second? Second by Senator Wasserberger. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Burns.
I'm just curious as to why this comes in on the supplemental budget. Is there any great need for timing or anything like that?
I don't know.
Mr. Chairman?
I
may be able to answer that question. I believe it's because of the lead time needed to spec out the aircraft. It's not for the aircraft itself, but to design the specifications. They're somewhat unique to the research capabilities of the university. The current aircraft has about 20% of its life left, and this is to replace it. And the reason now, I believe, again, is that lead time. They're running up against the hours, and once it exceeds its life expectancy, they have to park it. They can no longer fly. There's nothing that can be done.
Timing is necessary. As I remember, the testimony was the design and really of the aircraft comes from this and all the things that they'll bolt onto it and manufacture it. And then you're right, the timing is that so you're not without an aircraft.
Correct, Mr. Chairman. It's not for the aircraft. It's for the design because the manufacturer will have to start planning to build it to that design, which is unique to the university's needs.
This is a one-time request, and it's, I guess my other question, the cost of the airplane is approximately $10
million. 20 with an add-on all the other.
Is that what it is? Okay. That says that in the narrative?
No. I think the cost of a King Air is like 10.
Okay.
$10 million, but then you got to configure it and ramp it up to able to do what it needs to do.
That's going to be another issue down the road.
Yeah.
And, you know, just for all of us, I think, however this issue goes, and when the funding comes, there should be some kind of sinking fund that's required and charges put forth on every flight. And that goes into a spot so 30 years from now, or not, it's already funded for the replacement. And so let's just collectively kind of remember that. Well, however this goes, this year, next year, whatever. So, okay, so we have a motion to amend the Gov's rec to zero it out. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I guess just my two cents on against the motion. You know, the testimony was that over its lifetime, this brought in about $100 million in grant funds that the university has sort of carved out a niche with respect to the use of this aircraft. And I guess this is one of those instances that I, you know, we're getting ready to launch off into new initiatives and that are very, very expensive. It seems to me like we have first an obligation to meet the current and ongoing work of the university, especially in an area like this where they have sort of risen to the top and carved out an area of specialty.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I think the university is being realistic in the amounts here. This aircraft gets a lot of hard use. It's been to Sweden, it's been to England, it's been to Australia, literally all over the world, not only for research, which is world class, one of those things we want to build our other initiatives to. This is already there, and I think it's something we should continue to support.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Well, Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Mr. Fletcher.
Well, the reason it's a laudable thing to do. It's a supplemental budget. I don't know why it's pressing at this point in time, and they can come back at the appropriate time when we consider the budget at that point in time. But as was mentioned by the good representative, they still got 20% lifetime on this thing yet in terms of their hours. So. I just fail to see what the need in a supplemental budget for that right now.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor of the motion to reduce Gov's rec to zero, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
All those in favor, raise your hand. In favor of the motion to reduce. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That motion has failed. Gov's rec. All those in favor.
Mr. Chair, can I amend that motion?
Go ahead.
And to be in the 2015 contingency.
Okay. Friendly amendment. So the motion is Gov's rec out of the 2015 contingency. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. All those in favor, raise your hand. This is the Gov's rec for the $500,000, July 1st.
Mr. Chairman, I thought this was on the amendment.
I think. Okay, time out. We'll back up. Why don't we restate the motion?
Well, and Mr. Chairman, I may change my mind on it a little bit as well, and if it's okay with the initial mover and move it to say that the appropriation would be out of the contingency funding from July 1st, 2016.
Okay. This will be the first one we've appropriated out of that contingent. Is that correct?
I believe. Okay. Yes.
Okay. We have a second on that. Was Representative Nicholas. Okay. Discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That's been adopted. Okay. Don, I'd like to, I'm interested in the sinking fund. Would this be the appropriate time, I think, to do this? And you know the concept. I think everybody's aware of the concept that when they do these research flights, there's a charge to people, and there should be some portion of that charge goes to a sinking fund to replace this aircraft. So that's my concept amendment. Is there a second? Okay, it's been seconded.
Mr. Chairman?
Don, first go ahead.
A couple of clarifying points. Really, there are two opportunities for funds there that were discussed. Number one, the direct charges for the use of the aircraft, and number two, whether or not the research office indirect funds would have to support. And I wasn't sure whether you'd specified which.
Don, I have not specified, and I don't know that I need to. I just saw it set up, you know, and give them a little. It might take some out of both. But the fact that it's an adequate amount to replace the aircraft when its useful life is over.
And my second.
Mr. Chair, I was going to say, why don't we do both? You can put like a 5% cert on whatever that direct cost is.
Well, I don't know what the number is. I don't know if it's 5, 2, 3, but they'll know that number. They'll have to develop the things. Don, what was your second point?
The second point was what level amount? So not less than X dollars per year or... Oh, amortized over the course of 30 years?
Well, that was my comment. I don't know that amount, but they need to come up with the amount and maybe report back to us what it is. But they've got to come up with a plan and implement it. I don't think any of us know that amount. Representative Burkhart?
Mr. Chairman, if I could, on this aircraft, they usually determine the life expectancy at 10,000 hours. So you could appropriate it by how many hours they use per project on a pretty much an hourly basis. At 10,000 hours, it's considered scrap. The current one and the replacement will be also.
Okay, so that's my amendment. It's been seconded. Go ahead, Senator Perkins.
Thank you, and I'd like to offer an amendment, which I think might be a friendly amendment, just to flesh that out just a little bit. It's not just the aircraft, but what will happen is there will be replacement of the engines at least once, if not more times. And so I just want to make sure that my amendment would be that to also include engine replacement in that as well as aircraft replacement.
I consider that friendly. I mean, that's a big part of it. Okay, Don, go ahead.
One more clarification. Would those charges start now with the old aircraft or subsequently with the new?
My thought was going forward. I'm seeing members say now. Representative Connolly.
Mr. Chair, and I'm not sure how to put this in the amendment, but I'm a little concerned if there is the possibility of this amendment in any way negating the NSF $2 million annually for the support of this aircraft. That we don't want to jeopardize that funding by having a sinking fund, and I just would like some kind of wiggle language in the amendment so that we can check that out. You know, contingent upon no loss of NSF funding, something. I mean, which isn't the right language, but I am a little concerned.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead, Representative Burkhart.
I think the testimony in December was that they can already do this; they just don't. And it's common for these types of aircraft, this research, where they do put some money into a sinking fund. It's just UW hasn't done that in the past.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay.
As far as timing, Mr. Chairman, I think we want it to be effective, at least from my point of view, as soon as possible. But what we don't want to do is impose something on existing grants and existing competitive grants that they've been awarded, so we're imposing a cost structure on them that they haven't folded into those existing grants.
You know, and then there's the issue also too when this plane transitions out, it's the sale of it somehow. There's going to be however it gets repurposed, that amount should go back into this. I mean, we're a really Christmas ornament in this thing, but it's a hard thing to kind of. And if maybe there's an easier way, Don, what do you guys think?
I think we have your concept. You'll have a chance to read
this
one.
We'll read it and review it. Okay. Okay, I think we're there. Is there any other discussion on that? We'll have another chance to review that. So all those in favor of that sinking fund, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay, we're now moving on to priority 12, athletic competitiveness, amount requested $4 million.
It's on page 23.
Gov Rec.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Then adopted. We're now on.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Don.
On this one that you just adopted, we will have to adjust footnote number 5 to make it conforming. That may be in your packet. Yes, it is. It's on the middle of page 3 of your packet. Footnote number 5, we've increased the amount from $2 million to $6 million and aligned the dates and funds consistent with the governor's recommendation.
Okay. And the match, the whole match part. So it's a clarification of what we did last year then.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, they did add, at the agency's request, not the governor's request, added in paragraph I, some expanded use of that. So I wanted to at least point that out.
Because we had summer school, nutrition, tutoring, and they travel and other direct related costs to competition. Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
Again, just on the issue of timing, it seems to me like this one might be appropriate in the July 1st, 2015 contingency funds. So.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay. Second to put that out of the July 15. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted. Now, we need to move this footnote. So moved on page 3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that's been adopted. Now we're on priority 13. Representative Greer.
I'm late on this, but I was trying to get my numbers right. You know, the footnote we just adopted has a $5 million becoming effective April 1, 2015, not our fiscal year. Is that an issue?
I will address it to conform with the FY15 funding.
Yeah, he'll change that. Thank you. Okay, Summer Camps High School Institute, priority 13.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Conley.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. The governor denied the recommendation, so what I'd like to propose is a footnote where we have $100,000 going to UW and $50,000 going to the community colleges for enrichment for summer programs for our high school students at the university and the community colleges. We just passed a footnote for $4 million that will positively impact the 400 NCAA Division I athletes. These programs here at the university have positively impacted 1,900 students for significantly less money. As a mom, I'm familiar with the music camp. As a teacher, I'm familiar with the high school institute that brings in top-notch sophomore students to the university. I think these are great programs. They're great for recruitment of the best and the brightest in the state. The split between the university and the community colleges would also allow the community colleges to kind of start thinking about recruitment as well.
Okay, and just... Don, now, to do that, we would just simply, we're going to have to put that 50 in another spot, or would this be a, how would we work that, the mechanics of it? It's not all going to be an agency 67.
Mr. Chairman, you're right. We'd have to split this out.
Be fine. Yeah. Okay, so we can, would that be, are you proposing out of the July 1st, 2015, Representative Conley?
Mr. Chair, I'd prefer to be immediate so that the planning could get done now, and summer camps honestly can start beginning in June.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Just a question. Going to page 24, it looks like they still have $57,000 remaining from the prior appropriation. So there's money available to do it now.
That's true. And because of that, sorry, Mr. Chair, I would agree that it could become available later.
Okay. So that's July 1st, 2015. Is there a second? It's been seconded? Okay. Any other discussion? You know, we've supported this last year and kind of got this thing going. It's so
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Burns.
I'm friends with some parents who had their kids go to this thing, and the parents just sing the praises, the kids just sing the praises, and a lot of those kids are pumped now to go to UW where they weren't, they didn't have that focus before. You know, this I think this is, for expenditure of dollars, this is a great benefit considering how many kids we this deals with.
Okay. Okay, Senator Wasserberger.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I would just like to say this is going to be gold-plated. I have football coaches that host camps for $10 a kid for a week. I mean, we're going to give $150,000.
Mr. Chairman?
I think part of the cost of this, too, is, you know, that obviously the enrichment piece, but it's room and boards associated with that, some of that, and some of it's offset. So it's not a – these kids travel there and stay there for a week. Any Senator Burns?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, you're talking 1,000 kids. This is $150 a kid. That's, where are you going to get a better bargain than that?
Okay. Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor of Representative Connolly's motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
If you're in favor, raise your hand, please. Four. Is everybody here? Four. I count four. Okay, that motion has been defeated. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the information that we're given here in the explanation, it looks like they're spending about $43,000, or rather, $43,000 a year. So I would amend, just round that off as $50,000.
So your amendment, your motion is to
and make that in contingency in 16. So the motion is reduced to 50,000 and contingent July 2016.
So you're okay. So I just so I understand. So you're saying this summer's funded and you're funding the next summer. Okay, based on
correct,
past
Mr.
expenditure.
Chairman.
Okay. Is there a second? By Representative Nicholas.
Mr. Chairman. Just as a clarification, Representative Burkhart said reduce. It's already at zero. So would you mean to add 50,000? Okay.
Correct.
Very good.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Well, Mr. Chairman,
Representative Greer,
if we make that contingent, so that money is available July 1, 2016, we've essentially cut out that 2016 year. So we want some continuity with this program. We should make this available. That July 1, 2015. So we're saying we're going to have a program this coming summer, and we would still have a program in 2016. If we push that appropriation off, we're going to more likely have 1 year gap in there. So I would, Mr. Chairman, I would amend the motion to that effect to put
Mr.
it in Chair, 2015.
They already have 57,000 for
2015. Is there a second on the motion to the motion? Okay. Any discussion on that to move that up? That's what we're talking about, the date now.
Thank
okay.
you, Mr. Chair. They already have the money for 2015. They've got 57,000. If they keep it at 5, 6, or 7,000 from that, then they'll have the startup monies to run the 2016.
Okay, Representative Greer, what do you say?
And Mr. Chairman, and I understand they'll have the money for this program. They've got the money there to go for this year, but if they don't have the sufficient funds to do the planning and get ready for June, July, and August of 2016, they need to know they have that money in July of 15, or at least prior to that. That's my point and reason for the amendment.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I consider that a friendly amendment.
Okay. All those in favor of the, since that's friendly, do we need to vote? How does that work? We accepted it. So we're on the amendment now for July 1st. Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That's been adopted. Okay, next priority is number 10. the footnote clarification. We have that. Do we have that in our packet too, or is it?
Mr. Chairman, you do. It's on page 4, the bottom of page 4.
Hey, now, let's just make sure we're clear on that. These are funds already appropriated, so it does not affect the bottom line. It's basically the release of these funds.
Mr. Chairman, I think it sets an expectation for the next biennial request,
right,
as to whether or not the university shall include its match share that it provided in the 15-16 biennium in its 17-18 biennium at the same level or another amount. It just, you know, specify how much they would contribute.
Okay. Okay, so that's the governor's rec. Governor's rec is that footnote. Okay, any... All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay, priority 7A, matching funds, literacy and entrepreneurship. Now requested $7,500,000 one time. That narrative is page 32 and 33. Now, and the governor's, governor's rec is the approval of all of that. Okay, Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move to divide the governor's rec, which would thereby split the literacy from the entrepreneur.
Okay, and that's divisible. So let's call Division 1 literacy, Division 2 the entrepreneurship. Go ahead, Mr.
Chairman,
Co-Chair.
I move Division 1, which is $2.5 million for the literacy program.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Senator Wasserberger.
Mr. Chairman, are we on page 33?
33. 34. 33, yeah. 33. 32,
right.
33, yeah. The bottom of 33 is the governor's
rec. Okay. Mr. Chairman, that is actually a... Phase 2 literacy program does already have a match, and it is led by our First Lady of the state of Wyoming. It is pinpointing money to actually preschool education and teaching preschool businesses how to teach reading. I would support that.
Okay, and members, this is a continuation of our efforts last year as well. Representative Stepson?
Mr. Chairman, and I'm assuming this would also be July 1st, 2015 contingency funds?
That would be friendly amendment.
Okay. Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question for clarification. Are these matching funds? It seems to indicate that in the information we've been provided.
They
I just
are
want
matching
to be clear.
Funds, 100% one-to-one
okay.
match.
All right, thank you.
Don, go ahead.
And Mr. Chairman, if you adopt this one or the next, actually several of these, we would provide the same, and it's standard language about the deposit with the state treasurer. You must match up to $50,000 before it gets transferred to the university. It's
standard,
very standard language.
Standard language we've used.
Mr.
Senator
Perkins. And my understanding is that the literacy match is already, if it's not in the bank, they've got a firm commitment to do it, so for the full amount.
Okay. All those in favor of Division 1 for the literacy match, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Now we're on Division 2, the $5 million for entrepreneurship.
Mr. Chairman. On Division 1, do we need to decide if it's coming out immediately? Or?
We already did, Representative Burkhart. We amended that. Thank you. We're on Division 2, entrepreneurship, another one-to-one match. The narrative is...
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Mr. Co-Chair.
Move to amend the governor's rec to zero.
Is there a second? Discussion. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Show of hands again, please. All those in favor, raise your hand. One. Okay, 7-5. That's been approved, so that has been zeroed out. Okay, the next match is 7B for the unconventional oil and gas reservoir research. Page 34 and 35. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted.
Mr. Chairman?
Tom?
Could I get clarification on the source of those funds?
Go ahead. I would like to see it come. I'll make a motion July 1st, 2015. All those in favor of that? Please say aye. Opposed? Okay. Senator Perkins?
In doing that, my understanding, help me understand why the full amount is appropriate in 2015. I think they've got donors lined up and teed up for the most of this now. I'm just wondering, are we creating a problem if we take all of this and put it off, or is this still out far enough that it can wait another 6 months before it gets going?
Like 10 and 10 or
splitting or even that five, or even 5 and 15.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, somebody else has some additional information that would make at least part of it effective. We should have it effective immediately. I'm just seeing if anybody's got that information before we do this.
I'm going to ask Dave, the University of Wyoming, is there any more information on that? I mean, we did 5 on July 1st of this year, and the remaining 15, or a 10 and 10, is it all ready to be matched right now? Representative,
I have in my notes that $20 million can be matched today. The ink rises on the paper.
Okay.
Well, man,
what do you have, Dave? Can you help us with some information?
Mr. Chairman, my understanding is $9.5 million is firm and imminent, with an announcement soon. The remainder, half of it is pretty firm. The other half is likely. So the 9.5, I understand, is any day that when the ink dries.
Thank you. Okay, Senator, any other?
And then 10.
Representative Nicholas?
Thank you. Really, we're talking about 3 months, because by the time it goes through and we conclude the legislature, we're going to be into March and become signed law. And by the time they get the paperwork and the contracts all signed, that's number one. And number two, you know, if we take it out of current funds, then that's going to...
Yeah, shoots the wad on current funds. Yeah. Okay. And Mr. Chairman, I appreciate that. And I just wanted some additional discussion about that before we did that. So
yeah.
I don't have...
Well, the motion that we're going to... We voted on, called time out, is July 1st, 2015, all $20 million. Okay, and that's been moved and adopted. We voted on that. Okay, everybody's clear. All right. Next. I'm on page 38. And that's this release of funds. This does several things, actually.
Mr. Chairman, this is in CapCon, so it will...
You can move that. Are there any more Gov's requests, or are these all CapCon now?
Mr. Chairman, I believe they're all capital construction.
They're all CapCon. So the motion then is 6701 base funding... Gov's rec as amended. Is that... Go ahead, Don.
Mr. Chairman, there's one additional unit that was in the UW budget 9705 with these endowments. So you just might close...
Did I miss that? What page?
So, Mr. Chairman, the table is on page 36. We addressed, or the committee addressed those items, but when you were motioning to close...
Oh, okay.
You might just close the agency as a suggestion, Mr. Chairman, rather than...
Close the unit? Or the...
the agency, Mr. Chairman, rather than unit by unit.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm with you now. So, motion to close Agency 67, GovDirect, as amended. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. So that's it. We've covered all those. The rest of them are kept. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure we... Okay, Agency 77, Agency 77 Enterprise Technology, we are on Unit 3001 IT. Now, I have that explanation in the Governor's Rec on page 6. Tables are on 7 and 8.
Mr. Chairman, this you denied the budget positions yesterday, so if you wanted to be continue that same line of thought, you would deny this request.
So, okay, it's moved and seconded. Representative Stubbs.
Mr. Chairman, I have, I guess, would it also be an appropriate motion to go ahead and eliminate that position rather than just deny it? Eliminate the position that was anticipated to be transferred. Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, you certainly could do that. If you don't, they would have the ability to fill that position at some future point or transfer it to another agency via the B-11 process, at least temporarily. In addition, if you do elect to remove the position, you may or may not wish to take out the funds budgeted for those positions, even though it's internal service funds. It would prohibit them, the agency, from using those funds elsewhere.
Go ahead, Representative.
And Mr. Chairman, I guess, speaking against the pending motion and in favor of an approach along those lines, if we have ETS already saying they don't need the position, it's been contemplated to be transferred, we haven't approved the transfer, it would make sense to eliminate the position and the funding for that position.
Okay. Who made the first motion? Would you like to withdraw?
That's a friendly amendment.
Okay, so we'll accept that. We're on the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Don, did you have?
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to add that I do have those figures, and the amount that would be reduced commensurate with this position is $133,604
okay.
In internal services.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the motion on 3001 is GovDirect as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now Unit 3003.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Senator Burns.
Is that the same thing? Is that the same position? In that case, if that is the case, I make the same motion with the same addendum as Representative Stubson asked, which is elimination of that position.
Okay. Don, you with us? Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, this position was only funded in this agency budget for 1 year, and the amount is $55,146, again, in internal service funds.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. So the motion on... close Unit 3003, GovDirect as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, next is Unit 6001, and that's on page 14 in your budget book. This is a data fund. This is the migration.
Let's Mr. Chair.
Time out a minute. I would, this is the move of from the Herschler to data service, server, cloud, wherever it's going. But it's got to move out of the Herschler because of the capital construction. Is that correct, Don?
Mr. Chairman, yeah, in part. I think the move actually occurred with funds appropriated out of the capital construction account and approved by the Oversight Committee this summer. And this request is for FY16 operations outside of the Herschler building, and I believe it includes some rental space. It is 200 series utilities at that new location, I believe it's in the Emerson building, and some contract services at a data warehouse in Cheyenne.
Okay, so we did take the physical move part, the physical part out of capital. That was my concern. That, that came there. Okay.
GovsRec.
GovsRec, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Been adopted. Don?
Mr. Chairman, apologies. No. Current funds or?
Does it, I guess my question is, does it have to be? Kevin?
I don't believe so. I think the July 1st, 2015 would be fine.
Okay, we have a motion, a second to move that.
Second.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Okay, now do I have to close the unit? Just close the agency. Okay, so motion to close agency 77. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. So I don't have to do the agency. Okay, so now we're on agency 80, Department of Corrections. First request is unit 2012. The tables are on 10 and 11. The request is on page 9 of your budget.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Burns?
I move the governor's rec.
Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next unit is 2013, split sentencing, 15 and 16. 15 is the table, 16 is the, 14 is the recommendation.
Move
motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted.
Mr. Chairman, do we need to designate immediate or 2015 on either of these?
I think we can move this entire agency, if you'd like, to designate those. So go ahead.
Well, I would move the entire agency recommendations are through 2015,
7-15. Okay. Been seconded? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And adopted. Okay, motion to close Department 80.
Moved.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agency 80 is closed. Now we're on Agency 85, Wyoming Business Council. We're on Unit 0101. The tables are on page 12 and 11. The request is on page 10. Motion is Gov's rec.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move to amend the Gov's rec to zero.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion to reduce to zero, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Move to close Agency 85. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next agency.
Mr. Chairman.
Don, go ahead.
District Attorney, Judicial District Number 1, after his appearance before the Joint Appropriations Committee, I believe Counselor Sandberg withdrew his budget request.
Great. Okay. Super.
The ignominy.
Okay, so we are now on Agency 167, University of Wyoming Medical Education. And the first unit is Unit 0201, page 12 and 13 of the tables, page 11 of your budget is the request. These are the student loan repayments.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Burns.
I move the governor's rec.
Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
Making sure I'm on the same place. We were at page 10 and 11, or did I jump over?
Correct.
The governor's rec talks about a required legislative change to 2117-109E. Maybe Don can speak to this.
Mr. Chairman, the language that would accomplish this, at least for the course of the biennium, a longer-term solution would require statute, is on page 7 of your packet, footnote number 2, structuring the payments beginning on April 1. Of course, that date may need to change based upon the choice of funding of the committee. Actually, no, that doesn't apply here. It's all special revenue, so the date works fine.
Why don't ask Matt to sponsor it? To
write Matt, that okay. So are you – so
we need a legislative
change. We have to move that footnote.
End,
Representative Stepson.
Come at it.
Yeah, I move footnote.
Well, let me – Mr. Chairman, if I could clarify.
Yes.
So would it – are we talking just footnote 2, or would we need –
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. Footnote 3 is a separate issue that the agency brought up as well during its testimony. But
okay.
Case we're on footnote 2.
Yeah, and so moved.
Been seconded by Representative Moniz. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? It's been adopted. Don, how about footnote 3 then? We need to deal with that.
Mr. Chairman, yes, or actually now would be the appropriate time to do so. The agency is requesting additional flexibility in terms of movement of funds in the 100 series. They've structured this similar to the Department of Health, which also enjoys that flexibility.
Okay. Is there a motion? Do we need any more information? Really, the issue is about their docs in these clinics. And you have some more information for us and just flexibility on.
Mr. Chairman, as I understand the testimony, some of the positions are maybe difficult to fill, and so they would be able to use 900 series and contract for a specialist or a part-time position for a period of time during the recruiting process or even longer.
So, Mr. Chairman, to provide then the education of residents who are training in those facilities. Okay, Representative Greer.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to make sure that there's statutory authority for that as well. Aren't these the funds that flow into, if I'm on the right page, endowment account, and those are statutorily designated for their use? Or am I off one here?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Greer, I believe that your concern is for the prior amendment, Amendment Number 2. And while it doesn't say this, basically what that footnote does is notwithstand the current statute for the period of 15 months. The statute still does provide additional restrictions on that endowment. Issue Number 3, or footnote Number 3, is unrelated to any endowment.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. I thought I was off when I was trying to keep up.
Okay.
Still same concern on that, but.
So we're on footnote number 3.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Okay. Is there a motion on that?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move it. There's a second.
Second.
Second, yeah. Okay, there's a motion and seconded. Any discussion? Go ahead. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's been adopted. Anything else in 167? I think that's it. Okay, motion to close unit 16. Time out. Senator Burns.
What happened to the governor's recommendation?
Nurse practitioners?
Did I miss one?
The 180,000.
0601, unit doctorate nurse practitioner. Thank you, Senator Burns. That is on, the table's on page 17.
request is on the bottom of 16. Go ahead.
I was wondering with the university, it said that a faculty position, a faculty member was expected to be hired in fall 2014. Did that in fact happen?
Mr. Chairman, as far as I know, reading the narrative, I believe that did occur.
Mr. Chairman, I move Gov's Rec.
Okay. Does not need a second, Gov's Rec. Any discussion?
This would be biennialized.
Go ahead, Mr.
So this would be biennialized, so it would take it to 360,000.
I think they said it was 540.
Mr. Chairman, this will be biennialized, but the fact is it's an entirely new program teaching, creating nurse practitioners. Frankly, they're the future of medicine right now the way that medical care is going. You'll be seeing nurse practitioners as often, at least as often as you see a doctor.
I do now.
Yeah.
Don, what do you have to add?
Mr. Chairman, just for the committee's clarification, it would actually more than double. It would move to $540,000.
Yep. Okay. How many, does anybody have in their notes how many students or graduates we can expect?
Mr. Chairman, the information was that four students started in fall of 14 and four additional students in 15, that's where the ramp up in the cost continues as you start to fill that program from freshman to this 3-year program. I'm not quite sure, but it's 4 per year, it looks like.
Okay.
That's one of those things. You better spend money there.
Okay. Any other? So the motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, all those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That motion, 6. That motion has failed. Okay. Okay. I think that concludes 167. Move to close agency 167. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Don, let's just time out for a minute. Now, we've got CapCon. We've got governor's letters. What else?
Mr. Chairman, you have Section 300.
All the 300s.
And then you have a round robin.
Why don't we just take about a five-minute break, and then we'll come back and work on CapCon. We'll see how I think we're pretty well excused up for. You've got a bill or two. I know Representative Stubson on general file. How are you guys looking at it?
Mr. Chairman, we will be coxing when we come back in at 2. Probably take us a half an hour to an hour, and then we've been excused from general file.
Okay. You'd like to. So why don't we come back in 7 minutes? We'll go from 1:30 to 2. We'll break till about 2:30. Probably your bills will be about hopefully done, depending. It's hard to predict. Then we'll come back at about 2:30 and work a little more.
my team.
We don't quite have a... Okay, members, we are now opening up the capital construction budget, and that really doesn't have an agency number. We just call it the CapCon budget. Is that right? And then we're on construction management. That's unit 8001. That's 516 on your PDF. Page 9 is the table. Page 8. And the Gov's Rec is $3.7 million for the contingency fund. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. I would move also that this come out of the September 1, 2015 to amend that Gov's Rec. That's what I said, July 1 of 2015. Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Stubson. So it's Gov's Rec as amended, July 1 contingency. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next unit is 8101, Ludden Library Learning. This is on page 13, and the Gov's Rec's on 12. It's the Commons at LCCC. These are other public funds, non-state funds. Gov's Rec, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Unit 8201, Physical Education Building Renovation. It's on page 17 and page 16. At LCCC, other funds, non-general funds. All the Gov's Rec, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman?
Adopted. Senator Burns.
Just so I can interrupt or just curious, these other funds, are these private
funds?
These
are their college funds, yeah. They have mill levies and other funds.
Okay, thank you.
Enterprise funds. Okay, next is Unit 8301. It is the Gillette 150-bed residence hall. And that is on page 19 and 20.
Gov's Rec.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Unit 8401, North Whitney Renovation and Expansion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Unit 8501, Griffith
Memorial Building. This is page 26 and page 25.
Mr. Although, Chairman?
Don?
I have a note here that this was withdrawn.
Oh. Okay, so we don't need to authorize. So the motion would be Gov's Rec to amend Gov's Rec to deny approval. Okay? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. We're now on Unit 8601, Community Activity Wellness Renovation, and that is other funds, Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Now Unit 8701, Technical Education Center, page 32. Again, this is Level 2 Design, and these are general funds. Half general funds. Let's look at that a little bit. Closer here and take a minute.
Recommended denial of 6.5.
Just a design seven, only.
Design only, 2.7.
As the Gov's Rec.
Right. 275.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Burns.
I move that we kick it back up to buy another, to the full $6,500,000.
Is there a second? Is there a second? That motion dies for lack of a second. Motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next is Unit 8801, Visual Arts Remodel and Expansion. This, too, is design. The Gov's Rec is on page 36, denial of the general funds. And other funds for construction. It's only designed. $300,000 is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Mr. Chairman, is this like the prior one? We matched it. This doesn't look like it's a matcher, is it?
The prior one was general fund level 2 money. There was no match. It was for the state paid the level 2 design just like this one. There was a match on the construction funds like this one, and that is also denied. Gov's Recs are identical for all three of these projects. Now, so the motion on the floor is Gov's Rec.
And can I just,
yeah,
just for a timeout, what has been the policy in the past? What's the procedure? Have we typically paid for these type of designs or done any matching?
It's been all over the map. It's been a mix. It's been a mix. Some of it we've paid for design and all of construction. Some we've split it and matched. Some we haven't done any, just given authorization. So it's kind of all over the map.
Mr. Chairman, just for I would move that we only approve half of it and then ask for a second just so we can have some discussion on it.
Is there a second? Been seconded?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And my thinking is that if it's free to come in and ask for design and kind of that takes it up to the next level, there ought to be some skin in the game for the community colleges to get there. And note they're committed to it. And so I would just move that we match the funds.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stubson.
Well, I don't know. Was there a second? There was a second. In theory, don't have any disagreement with that. But in this particular context, you've got a college that raised its own money to build four different buildings that it paid for entirely, and the taxpayers in Natrona County paid for entirely without state involvement. And so having $300,000 in state design money seems to be a fairly reasonable request in light of that investment that the community has chosen to make.
No. Okay. Any other discussion on
Mr.
the motion?
Chairman?
Senator Burns.
I assume the good Representative from Laramie County is going to recommend the same thing for all three projects, Northern Wyoming, Casper, and Laramie County.
That's correct.
Mr. Chairman, I would, that's probably not a bad policy, but I would suggest we set that policy in the future, not now. These schools went in under one understanding, and they were willing to pay for 50% of the capital construction, and you know, and a lot of them go through a lot of hassle raising that money, and they tell their donors, here's the way things are set up. Now we would be otherwise putting them in a position where they have to go back to the donor and say, oh, no, now we're $150,000 short because the legislature decided to reverse course and not go through the design, not pay for the design portion of it. And if we're going to do that, that's fine to do it in the future, but they've already gone and raised the funding for these projects under one set of conditions.
Okay. Any other discussion on the motion?
Just in response, that's why I asked the question, because I don't think that's the case. It's all over the board. And so that hasn't been the prior pass policy. It's been different year to year and from my experience from project to project. So,
Don, can you maybe clarify that? I mean, that, you were in conversation, and I said it has been kind of all over the board, but we have done a lot of design for community colleges as well. Any, I guess, a historical walk back or anybody here?
Mr. Chairman, I would say prior to about 2 or 3 years ago, the design was expected to occur at the local level. And in the past couple of years, 2, 3, something like that, the state has put more and more money in terms of state general funds into both construction and design.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, any more discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion to reduce by half and require a match for the design, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That motion's been defeated. Motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next is Unit 8901, Jackson Outreach Center from Central Wyoming College. Again, it's a design. The Gov's Rec is for design, level 2 design.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Move to reduce Governor's Rec to 0.
Okay. Is there second it?
Which one are we on?
We're on
Jackson.
Page 40.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
The reason I so move is that, at least from the information that I have heard, and it may be anecdotal, and if I'm wrong, then I'll be stand corrected here, but that the likelihood of this moving forward is not all that great. And so I'd move to have it go to 0.
Okay, any further discussion on the motion? Okay. All those in favor of the motion to 0 the governor's recommendation, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
It's been adopted. Okay, next is Unit 8001. This is on page 44, and asking for $100,000 in general fund for design work for Dairy Barn Annex. Representative Stubson.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move to amend Gov's Rec to approve the amount, but require that it come out of, and I think, hopefully Don can help me, I think it's Fund 455 that we talked about with the fair. And as I recall, that had, or as my notes indicate, it had almost $1 million balance in it at this time. So
that's
move to take it out of that.
Second. Been seconded. Any discussion? Go ahead, Senator Burns.
The motion is going to be, this vote going to be just to move the
funding source. From general fund, they have an enterprise account that has nearly $1 million from events.
Okay, so we're not voting on the spending money.
Source.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman?
I think the motion was to authorize the expenditure out of the other fund. So it's if the motion were to pass, they can do it. They just do it out of their enterprise fund.
That's right. That is the motion. I think I misstated that. Thank you. Okay. Any further discussion? So this would be a Motion of the Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
It's been adopted. Next is Unit 8401, Wyoming State Fairgrounds. And this is on page 47. The table is on 48. And more design work, Mr. Members and Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make the same motion as previously made, that this that we authorize the expenditure, but that it come out of Enterprise Fund 455. And I have a note to that effect from the testimony that was presented by the State Fair.
Been seconded. Mr. Co-Chair, I have that exact same note. It's for these off-season events. It's increased at the campground. This fund has gotten higher than it's ever been. And so this would help with that master plan. So the motion then is to approve the $100,000, but out of that same account, 455. Any other questions? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Next, members, we are on Unit 8003, and that is the table's on page 53, and the Gov's Rec is on page 52. Senator Burns. Okay, and just time out for a minute. We want to know. This is out of forfeiture funds now. This is not general funds. This has been a project we've seen before and denied, and now it's come through forfeiture funds. So just so everybody the history on that a little bit. So, okay, Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Now we're on Unit 8001, Engineering Building Renovation, and the table is on 60 and 61. The request is on page 59. Also has a table that kind of extends the coding of it on 59 and 58. Go ahead. Don, and you can maybe, this is basically the release of construction funds. These are funds we've appropriated. We've had in a savings account, and they will not impact the general fund. Go ahead, Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I have a note also that this would be handled in Section 300.
Mr. Chairman, yes. On your handout, page 17, provides Section 340. Now, we number all new Section 300s as Section 340. And it's kind of a lengthy footnote that releases these funds, and it does so in a sequential order to ensure that the AML funds are spent first and then the general funds.
Okay.
And I would only bring to your attention, we did not include some of the discussion that JAC had during the hearing, which was whether to impose the constraint that a new dean of the College of Engineering and Applied Sciences be hired.
That's in there now?
That is not in there now, but I just, it was a point that the JAC wanted to note.
Well, we'll just deal with this in on the 300s tomorrow then. Is that okay? We don't need to approve this here on this section. We'll just deal with it tomorrow when we do 300 series, and we can maybe gather a little more information whether we want to include that on there. And the only thing I think I just want to make sure before we close this out that we have any of those general funds, did we, our amendments include that they were July 1st of 2015? That's what I want to clarify.
They have not yet. We could do that.
Are there only three that are, how many are general, well, there's actually more than that. There's three plannings and then the construction management contingency are the four that are generally funded. Is that right? Are there any others? I think the others are all other funds.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that's correct.
Okay. So, members, I'd just make a motion that those four, and if we missed any, I'd just say any in this CAPCON that are these, including the contingency and those design projects that we approved, come out of the July 1st, 2015 contingency funds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Is there anything else on the capital construction unit before we close it out?
And,
go ahead.
Unit.
Oh, it's at the bottom. I'm sorry. I missed that. Thank you, Senator.
What about 8?
Did I miss?
8100?
I missed 2. There's 81.
State Building Commission, capital construction, the UW Science.
8101. It was below my screen. I missed that. Sorry. This is the level 2 design. It's on page 63 of your budget. The Gov's recommendations on 62. Gov's rec, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That's been adopted. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah. Is there a Gov's letter on this too?
I don't believe there is a Gov's letter. Okay. This is the high bay, but we do have a proposed footnote for that.
On 8201 on the high bay?
Yes.
Okay. What page are you on the packet?
Page 11, top of the page, section 3, which is capital construction, 067, footnote number 4. In addition to the general fund request of $3 million, the university is asking for use of other funds that were previously appropriated to the College of Engineering to be used on this project in the amount of $4 million. They also have some additional funds related to the rare earths, but we'll address those in the Section 300 if that's
okay. Senator Burns.
Is this the where they want to transfer it over because they want to put the structures research lab and the engineering and applied science, so they want to locate that in the High Bay Research Facility instead?
I believe it is.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? And so, Don, we're on, let me just, so the Gov's rec then is the $830,000, and then we can, or by taking this amendment number 4, can we do both of those? Or we need to do them both separately? That's my question.
Mr. Chairman, I believe you need to do them separately.
Okay. And that's Agency 67, the amendment. Okay, so we are on the Gov's rec on the level 3 design of the high bay. And that is on page 67, tables on 68 and 69. Gov's rec, all those in favor,
Mr.
say
Chairman.
Aye. Time out.
Aye.
Time out. We had a time out. Senator Burns?
I said,
who?
Oh,
no.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Chairman, I move to amend Gov's rec to not redirect the rare earths appropriations.
I think, Representative Burkhart, are out of this $830,000?
No, Mr. Chairman, it's $570,000.
But is that part of this $830,000?
I don't think so.
It's
I've asked
not,
staff.
I think that's a separate matter that we'll
okay.
get to.
I'm confused where we are.
This $830,000 is general fund, and I'd move that that this be out of contingency funding, July of 15. Been seconded by Representative Stupson. So it's the Gov's rec as amended, with the July 15 contingency of the $830,000 one-time general fund for level 3 design at the High Bay Research Facility. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Now we have an amendment to this capital construction, this Section 67 CapCon, and that is on page 11, and it deals with moving some of the engineering facilities to the high bay, and it's a $4 million transfer from the engineering construction account. And that is on page 11, footnote 4. It's been moved. Is there a second? And seconded? Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's been adopted. Are there any other items in capital construction?
Yes.
Did I forget one? Is that in a Gov's letter, though?
It isn't.
Yeah.
Then
Okay.
I believe there is. You say, and Don, I want to be clear on this. Is that in section 300? Is that when we take that up? And that would be handled tomorrow?
I do have that in the section 300s.
Okay.
And I have one more that I'll be vague about. It can be handled in the round robin or not, but other university projects, irrigation or the like. I'll wait on that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So
why don't we?
We do have the high altitude training, though.
I think that's a governor's letter.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think we'll wait on some of that. Trying to get the drilling donated for that. I think we'll wait for round robin on that. Okay. And any other? Okay. You guys have to go to a. Why don't we come back? We'll think around 2:30-ish whenever you're finished.
Yeah.
Whenever you're finished, we'll be back. Okay. So let us know, and thank you.